time to take control of your happiness. This is Being Young at Any Age on EZ 1430. Now, here's your host, George Bentley.
Hello, hello, hello. It's George Bentley welcoming you back to Being Young at Any Age, the program where we help you create your own self-directed roadmap to optimal happiness, health, wellness, and vitality, no matter what your current challenges may be. And I like to cover this content in the context of what I refer to in my Thrive Now seminars is how to die young at an old age. We're all going to live to be 95, 100 years old, I believe, unless we do something stupid, right? It's up to us. We're the captains of our own ship. And my challenge is to encourage you to start thinking about how I can take care of my health and my vitality. And if I'm going to live to be 95, 100 years old, the real question, not only for yourself and your family, but also for society, is how vital will I be when I get there? How much health care and medical care am I going to consume between now and then? And how much of a financial drain am I going to create for myself, my loved ones, and society? And again, my message is it's our responsibility to take care of ourselves, and that's what the content in this program is really all about. And if you've listened before, you know I try to, I'm just a good old boy from Arkansas, right? And I try to keep things simple, try to dumb it down a little bit so even my 99-year-old dad could understand what we're talking about. And I divide this content, which could otherwise be very overwhelming, into four simple buckets. I call it eat right, exercise, avoid injury, and reduce stress. And as you know, last program we were talking about, you know, elder planning, estate planning, how to manage assets as we age, and the access to Medicaid and other benefits and programs like that. And to me, that's under a stress reduction process. Spirituality, relationship, things like that. Eat right, that's where I put, for example, our reliance on prescription medications to help us deal with our health challenges. Again, I'm not anti-medicine and I'm not anti-medical, but I am anti-over-reliance on anything. And I believe very strongly in the fact that we should be thinking about how to be proactive and how to deal with whatever challenge, the cause of the challenge that we're dealing with. The analogy I like to use is in Western medicine in the United States, you know, if I break my arm, we tend to take aspirin and try to deal with it. We want to figure out how do we go beyond that? How do we get on the front end of these health challenges and issues? And, you know, that's why I've got Bentley Babs. I was just speaking with Keith about that. That all started because my mom injured herself in the bathroom, and I realized that what happened to her is epidemic in the United States. So today on the health and wellness side, I'm just excited to have Keith Reeves here with us. Keith is the founder of Optimized Wellness. And I'm excited to learn more about what you've got to say and what you've got to offer. And I want everybody who's listening to keep in mind, you can reach us at 303-388-8887 or hop on over to the website. It's just Being Young at Any Age. Just spell it straight out, beingyoungatanyage.com. And on our site, I'm excited to, as soon as possible, we'll have Keith's information up there, and you'll be able to connect with him and follow up if you have questions that come out of today's program. So, Keith, is there anything you'd like to say starting off here to get the ball rolling?
George, I don't think so. I think everything you've just said is basically the entire premise of what we do. So I think we shut it down, go have a beer, and I think we're good.
Okay, I'm good. Let's go. So you guys are not doctors, right?
Correct.
Okay, so tell me what you do that would be different than a Western medicine doc.
Okay, well, now, let me clarify. I am not a medical person in any range. I do have a nurse practitioner that works with me, and she does all of our medical procedures. I'm with you. I'm not against Western medicine. I'm not against prescription medication when necessary. I totally agree that we are a society that, you know, if there's a fire alarm going off, we want to silence the alarm.
Right.
And so we silence the alarm and we think, oh, that's great. You know, that the noise has stopped. The issue is resolved. What about the fire? The fire's still burning,
yep.
Right? And that's taking the aspirin for a broken arm, taking yep. an aspirin for a knee pain. That's the same thing. So what we do is we deal with root cause analysis. We specialize in really only a couple of modalities because we don't want to deal with symptom. We're not in the whole symptom pill mentality. We want people to get out of that. There's a root cause of that pain. There's a root cause of why that fire smoke detector is going off and blaring. Let's deal with that, fix the issue, so we can actually improve the quality of our lives for the rest of our lives.
Oh, and I tell this story. My sweetheart, the love of my life, is a breast cancer survivor. She's 6 years post chemo surgery, all that. Well, you talk about invasive medicine.
Yes.
That's invasive medicine, right?
Yes.
But God bless her. She got through it, and I'm a big proponent of humor and laughter, and I want to, you know, bring humor into everything we do. I truly do believe it is the best medicine,
yes.
Right? But Gabby was able to get through that challenge primarily, she would say, because of humor and laughter. We go to her five-year post-surgery follow-up visit, and her oncologist there is sitting there, and for 5 years, she's been told she's going to go off the chemo at 5 years, right? And so this is the big day. And we get there, and this guy looks at her and says, you know, Gabby, I know I told you that we're going to stop the chemo at 5 years, but it's a different chemo, but I'm going to suggest that you take this other medication for another 5 years. And we were both kind of stunned. And this is part of my message to people is I think it's... I call myself a curious George, right? The only reason I know as much as I know is I started asking questions after it happened to my family. So this doc goes, I want to recommend you take this medication. And of course, it's very toxic.
Yes.
It's poison,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
And we know that, and he knows that. So I look at this guy, I swear to God, too crazy to make up, right? Could not make this up. I look at him and I said, why? Why are you asking Gabby to take this other medication for another 5 years? And this is what I couldn't make up. Swear to God, it's burned in my mind. He looks at me and he goes, there are some doctors who believe they may have had a few patients who benefited from taking this medication for another 5 years. You get?
Yep.
There are some doctors who believe they may have. And I'm going, that's your evidence-based reason for asking this person I love to keep taking this medication.
Poison.
And in my seminars and stuff, you know, I ask people, I said, what do you think? What do you think we did? Do you think Gabby took that medication? And most of the people, no, of course not. No. I go, yeah, she did.
Because the doctor said to.
Right. And the answer again is why, right? Why? And why is we didn't have enough information to trump what he was recommending, right? He was the expert that had helped her and been there for her up to that point. He threw us a curve and we asked her, but I can guarantee you we were researching that chemical and that drug, and guess what? It took a while, but we started the conversation, and she's no longer taking that medication. She's off of it, but she's off of it because we had a conversation with her oncologist about, is this really what we want to be doing? She took control of that, right? And I think that's what I'm hearing you say you want to encourage people to do as well. Could you expand on that a little bit from your practice perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. So we, as I said, we specialize in a couple of modalities, and let me just briefly touch on them. One is hormone replacement therapy, 100% bioidentical. The other is, and this will kind of blow you away if you haven't heard of it, it's called ozone therapy.
Well, I've heard of ozone.
Okay, and everybody's heard of ozone, and the first thing you think about is smog, right? But, ozone is an incredible thing, and so here's an example of what we do. People that are going through chemo or going through cancer treatment, you are filling your body with these toxins.
Right.
Where if we do an ozone treatment, an IV ozone treatment, we infuse your blood with ozone and put that blood back into your body. What it does, ozone is really a very simple thing. It's three parts oxygen. So instead of O2, it's O3. It's a very unstable molecule. And when that enters your body, that third molecule breaks off. So it will attach to the free radicals, so releasing those toxins from your body. The other O2 part to that that molecule will go into your mitochondria of your cells, giving it oxygen and strengthening your cells.
The mito what?
that's a $3 word, right?
I missed that.
Yep. So that's one of the things we do is help people that if you choose to do chemotherapy, you don't have to have those toxins in your body. There is a way to flush them out and actually, strengthen your body to heal itself, to repair itself, to do the things that it was designed to do.
Okay.
So,
all right. So here, I'm just, just a good old boy here. Bear with me. I may be just dumb as a post about this, but for example, in and the we have medical hydrotherapy, water-based therapies, and there are right. people out there selling water-jetted tubs that are filthy, whatever, and they suggest that they can use ozone to disinfect the water, right?
Yes.
Is that the same process? Is it because the ozone is attaching to
yes.
bacteria or something?
Yeah, ozone is used extensively in things like air purifiers,
yeah.
in water purifiers. So yeah, ozone is that chemical that can... It's got a bad rap because that's what you hear when there's smog out. You hear about ozone.
But that's because of a lack of ozone, right?
Well, in the upper atmosphere, the deterioration of the ozone layer,
okay.
right, is what you right. heard about initially. Now, when the smog is thick, they'll kind of throw out an ozone alert because ozone is a part of that smog that they can measure. There's other chemicals, other parts, particles that they can't measure, so they don't talk about that. They talk about what they can do.
Right.
So it's getting kind of a bad rap. But yeah, it's used extensively in water treatment, in air purification, in things like that because of its incredible process.
Is it a noxious gas, a poisonous gas, or is it?
Well, it can be toxic if you take too much, right? Mm. You can take 2 aspirin for a headache and relieve your headache. You can take a bottle and kill yourself.
Right.
Same
right.
kind of concept, right?
Okay.
If you overdose on ozone, it can be toxic to the body.
Okay. So, all right. Help me understand who should be coming to your clinic and doing this ozone therapy.
Okay. The ozone therapy, we have 2 modalities. One is the IV treatment that talked about, and that is for people that, you know, it has a wide range of things. If you're looking for chemotherapy, if you're looking for help with cancer treatments, things like that, those are ideal patients. Anybody with an autoimmune disease, Lyme's disease, MS disease, what it will do is regulate your immune system. So if it's overactive, it'll calm it down. If it's underactive, it'll boost it up. Those kinds of things are the systemic ozone treatments. The other type of ozone treatments are athletes. Weekend warriors, people that are getting hurt, we can do actually an injection of ozone. It's called prolozone injection. So it's filled with vitamins and ozone. Inject it into your joints, into your tendons. So that sore knee or that tendonitis that you're taking aspirin for or you think you have to go under the knife for, there's another option. Injecting that ozone into your joints and into your tendons, you will actually allow your body to generate its own stem cells. Thus, by regenerating that damaged area of your body.
So, is that really for like anybody in pain, or
yes?
Okay.
Typically, the root cause of most pain is inflammation. So,
right.
if we deal with the inflammation, either in a joint injection or a systemic IV treatment, you are reducing that inflammation. So, you're reducing the pain, but you're reducing it at the root level. You're not covering or masking the pain.
Right. Right. And it's like, you know, I tell people anything that we refer to in Western medicine as age-related or degenerative, medical science is now telling us that these are inflammation-based
yep.
conditions and illnesses, whether it's high blood pressure, insomnia, diabetes, you know what, you just go down the list.
Exactly.
There's low-grade, long-term inflammation
yes.
in our body. And that's why the medical hydrotherapy that we put in our tubs, our therapy tubs, is so powerful. It's not magic. We're giving the body what it needs to heal itself.
Yes.
Right? It's
yes.
it's sanitary, non-aggressive whole body massage, which in and of itself is not a medical process, but it stimulates the lymphatic system if I can stay in there long enough.
Right.
It's not a hot tub. And I can flush out, I can oxygenate inflamed cells. To me, this sounds like a more, I don't know what's the right word, not acute, but more powerful approach to that type of healing.
Yeah. Well, I would say you're going deeper. You're going actually
okay.
into the level. So like things like rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah.
It's a systemic inflammation inside your body. If you have ozone in there that's fighting that inflammation, you're going to rid yourself of the inflammation, right? Rid yourself of the arthritis, that kind of thing. It's not going to cover again. It's not going to mask it. But yeah, what you're talking about is what we try and do is deal with the root because your body's designed to heal itself. It's not designed to, if there's pain, it's going to let you know, and you have to deal with that root cause.
Well, you know, my new message is if you die before 120, you died a premature death.
Yes.
We know our bodies can live to be 120 years old because of Jean Clement.
Yes.
She's documented to have lived 122. Now, there may be people who live longer than that, And, you know, as far as my dad's concerned, I don't think I can handle it if he lives that long. You know, I'm kind of like, you know, I'm done with this guy. I love him, but holy cow, man, go away. You know, and I joke, he's like an old Volvo. We just keep replacing the parts and he keeps going. You know, his rear axle wore out, so we put new hips in. His tailpipe's rusting out and his exhaust fumes are toxic. It's just terrible. Yeah. But what really is, in your mind, the cause of aging? What causes us to age?
Well, it's an interesting question. The cause of aging is there's a lot of things that will cause aging. Typically, your hormones will start declining. After 30, your hormones start to decline. Men and women have the same process. 50, 60, 70 years ago, nobody cared because your hormones start declining in your 30s, 40s, 50s. You die at 60. All right, nobody cares. But like you're talking about, we're living to 100, 110, 120. Your hormones are constantly depleting.
Yeah.
And if they're depleting, you're losing things because the things that the hormones regulate, your brain power, right? Yeah. You get that mental fog. They regulate sleep. They regulate energy. You wake up and you're always exhausted. You have an afternoon coffee or a five-hour energy because you can't get through the day because you're just crashing. Your libido starts to die.
Oh, hey. Right? I saw my doc not too, and he's a great guy. He's going to be on the show in a week or so, but he's a functional
medicine.
Yeah. He's right. Really into this kind of our kind of guy. Right. But, teasing him, he tested me. He says, no, your testosterone levels are normal for your age.
Yes.
And I'm like, man, death is going to be normal for my age.
Exactly.
I want it to be normal for a 30-year-old.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. That's exactly our philosophy. I cannot stand when people say it's normal for your age. Well, normal sucks. Let's do something different.
Yeah.
Right. And here's the big secret that nobody knows, George. What do they determine that on? Your lab rec comes back and the lab says, yep, it's in the normal range. Well, based on what?
Right.
Based on the normal populace.
Right.
All right, people that are out there eating cheeseburgers and drinking sodas and...
There's like, for example, there's a lot of these medications that they're setting the norm and they don't even test women. So the whole norm is set up just on men, you know, things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So normal doesn't... I don't know. I'd rather be a little Abby normal.
Exactly. You know, I'd rather be it optimized. I'd rather not be normal.
But right? But I do have to say, you caught me on something there. You know, my dad, you know, he's 99 years old, right? And I catch myself saying, Dad, you know, but that's normal for your age, right? And he goes, being alive is not normal for my age. And I go, ow, you're right, Dad.
You're right.
Yep. You're way ahead of everybody else, you know? And my dad is a hot commodity in the senior community where he
I
is.
Bet
I'll
he
tell
is.
You what, I jokingly say, you know the kids' game whack-a-mole, like at the arcade where the...
Yep.
He walks into the common dining area and they sit at these big tables and mostly females, right? Women.
Yep.
And it's like whack-a-mole. Yep. You can see their heads popping up all over the place. And I've got a picture on my website where they'll just come cluster around him.
Yep.
But he's, you know, he's living life. He's laughing. He's staying happy. So help me understand, are there a range or specific hormones that we should be looking at addressing? Or how do you go about that? Oh, you've got a survey.
Yeah, you know, we've got a survey on our website that kind of goes through the symptoms. So if you can kind of go on there and say, yes, I got this. Yes, this is happening. It's not bad. This is incredible.
Okay, everybody out there, go to the website. Again, we'll give you the link on being young at age, at any age website.com, and we'll connect you over that. But take that survey.
Yep.
Take that survey. Oh, I'm sorry. I interrupted.
You interrupted me. Now the thought's gone. So.
Okay. So you're getting old, man.
For your age. It's a great question because here's the thing that men, two things with men. They hear about the sexual dysfunction. And if you have sexual dysfunction, you have hormone issues. Well, the truth of the matter is by the time you get to the level of ED or sexual dysfunction or low libido, you're so far down, you're at risk for so many other things, right? But then
so
they're
like
told...
What? Like what?
Prostate cancer, Alzheimer's disease, dementia.
I don't want any of those.
Exactly. So why not? Let's not keep our hormone levels up.
I was hoping you were going to say something good, but I should have known better.
That's all the bad stuff. So men are told, go get a shot because insurance will pay for this shot. The problem is the shot is synthetic.
Right.
And that synthetic is increasing your risk for what? Alzheimer's, dementia, prostate cancer. I tell anybody that wants a shot and does not want to do bioidentical, I tell them, make sure you get your prostate cancer or prostate screened regularly. because you're increasing your risk for prostate cancer.
Right.
So, you know, going back to the cause of aging, the hormones are one, and what we do is we look at the entire endocrine system. So not just testosterone in men, but we look at testosterone, estradiol, we look at your thyroid, we look at your B12 vitamin, you look at your D3, which is actually a hormone that's misclassified as a vitamin. But there's you have to look at that entire endocrine system and make sure you are not only optimized, but you're in balance. So yes, testosterone and estrogen are the primary hormones that people
have. Estrogen. I think I need to cut that back a little. I'm self-administering. Sorry. Forgive me. Nope. Well, so tell me about pain. I mean, what about pain? You know, everybody goes, you know, it's going to rain because I can feel my joints or whatever. It's like it's a barometer of some sort, right?
Yes.
Pain means something's going on.
Exactly.
How can we use pain as a diagnostic tool or to help us make better decisions?
Well, it is exactly that. It's a diagnostic tool because if it's your body's way of saying, hey, wake up, dummy, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Let's look at this. And the pain's not the issue. The issue is, you know, the deterioration of your joint or the torn rotator cuff or things like that. Those are the things that are indicative of the pain. That's what the pain is telling us. That's where we look so we can identify the problem, deal with the root cause, right?
So like, okay. Okay, I'm working out 3 or 4 weeks ago. I'm doing some curls, whatever. I didn't hurt myself. I didn't feel anything. The next day, this elbow hurts like heck, right? And it still does. And it didn't go away. And I thought, but I didn't injure myself. And so finally, I go see Gerard a couple of days ago. I was afraid it was in the bone. You know, it didn't go away. So he says it's tennis elbow, and I said, well, I don't play tennis. and it's in my left arm, and I'm right in. I said, I don't think that's the right diagnosis, Doc.
let's go back and try this again.
And he gave me the medical term. I went, okay, never mind. It's tennis elbow. But how should I respond differently to something like that? That it's an injury? Should I come?
How we would respond to that is we would look at that and we would look at doing a prolozone injection. So injecting ozone vitamins directly into whatever is the issue. If the issue is the joint, we inject it into the joint. If it's the tendon, we can go into the tendon.
There goes my ED help. I ain't doing that. No way, baby. I'll just stay the way I am. I'm just going to ride it out.
we can deal with the ED with the testosterone. That's not a injection.
Sure, no needles
kind of
in that process. All right. But what do you put in the site, where the injury is?
So there's vitamins, minerals, and ozone. Go into the shot that goes into the joints, basically stimulating your own body's healing process and allowing it, you know, again, flushing out the toxins, energizing the souls with what my practitioner likes to call energized oxygen, giving the cells what they need to let your body do what it needs to do and heal, regenerate, in some cases, you know, the joint that has been deteriorating for years.
Right.
That now, all of a sudden, allegedly, you now have tennis elbow.
So I looked at this. Have you ever looked into distilled water and that concept of drinking water that doesn't have the minerals and all that kind of stuff in it? But it has a negative ionic charge.
Okay.
So people go, it flushes out your minerals, but it flushes out the non-organic minerals, right?
Right. Right.
Which is a healthy thing.
Right. The toxins, the free radicals.
Yeah. Is your process doing something similar to that?
It is doing something. I don't know the process of the distilled water, so I can't speak to that. But I know it sounds similar to what we're doing because, like I said, the oxygen will break off, or the ozone will break off into oxygen in that O1 molecule. Right. It'll attach to the free radicals, the toxins, and that will flush out of your body normally.
Well, why did you get into this? Does it make your hair fall out?
It doesn't. I actually didn't have hair before this.
Is this a choice? Okay. All right. No,
you know, you get the hair that just kind of falls off your head and just continues to go down your back.
Right. It just moves to different locations.
It's normal for my age.
It's normal for your age, right? Well, I would take something.
Yeah. And I got into this actually because of the hormones. I'm an avid fitness guy. Love working out. Would spend my days in the gym.
You know.
all day if I could. I know it, and that's what I hear a lot. Like, really?
Really? Yeah, I hear a lot because it's true with me. But
you know, so I noticed the something was not the same, and, right. and I'm very in touch with my body, and I could tell, and I heard this on the radio, as a matter of fact, about the natural testosterone. It's 100% natural, 100% identical to what your body produces. It can restore your levels back to where you were in your 20s. And I'm like, oh my God, seriously, where can I get this and how soon can I get it?
Right.
And so I've been on it for a couple of years, and I'd sold a business back in 2016. I thought, what am I going to do now?
Right.
And I thought, you know what? Men especially need to know about this. Women have a bigger advantage because when people think of hormone therapy, they think, you know, it's a female thing and women go get their hormones balanced because they're moody and cranky and whatever.
Testosterone's a
It is a male thing. And funny thing is, women need testosterone too. Men and women both have testosterone and estrogen.
Yeah.
And if it's not in the right balance, you're going to have all kinds of issues. Women, oh my God, the women have it. So they go through menopause.
Right.
You get the night sweats. You get the hot flashes. Men can get that, but not to the level women do.
Right.
Right. So that's why hormone therapy for women is more prevalent, more well known.
Right.
But to me, men need to know about this. Women need to know that there's a natural alternative.
Everybody needs to,
yes, right? Exactly.
Everybody needs to. Hormone health is important.
Hormone health is incredibly important. So
and I talk a lot about, you know, how we're wired, you know, for stimulus and response and, you know, the amygdala, the flight or
fight
syndrome, all that stuff. And we're wiring all the time, right, with stress.
Yep.
And stress, I believe, is a killer, right?
Yes.
Do you things for help people with stress and, you know, like post-traumatic stress and things like that?
Yeah. So real quick on that issue. Yeah. So stress is one of the things that testosterone regulates is your stress hormones. So increasing and optimizing your testosterone will help mitigate that. But the funny thing is we work with a company called BioT Medical, who's been doing research. They're like the leading providers in bioidentical hormone dosing across, you know, America and probably worldwide. And they were doing studies on veterans and ex-football players for people with traumatic brain injuries, concussions, PTSD, because they're like, you know, we've studied this and hormones can help regulate that.
Right.
And that's something that we can do. I can tell you a story real quick. My wife had a traumatic brain injury, got something happened, and she still does not to this day remember, but fell off a horse, got kicked by a horse, something with her horse.
Right.
Within 6 weeks, we were in a horrific car accident, and she had just residual issues with headaches, with cloudy vision, with she'd speak, and it's like she's having a stroke because the words were not coming out. It was all mush. Mm. And she would go through these bouts and went to the neurologist, and there's nothing wrong. There's nothing we can do. And I'm like, you know what? Let's try these hormones. Let's get you on testosterone and see if that helps. George, she's been on it for a little over a year, and she has not had one headache since.
Wow.
It's the most incredible thing ever. The thing we hear not only from her, but from most of our clients is, it changed my life.
Is that because she divorced you, or
well,
my wife would say that, but
she does. She doesn't see me much anymore. She's like, you know, I have all this energy. I'm going to go out and I'll see you, you know, next Tuesday.
My headaches went away. I divorced the guy.
I lost 160 pounds in 2 days.
Yeah. Great. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, the big thing, and I was just talking to Rick Crandall here at the station a little bit about this. You know, we've got this huge issue with vets coming back, and we've got these beautiful people that are just traumatized and brain injuries and all kinds of stuff going on. And, you know, there's a real need out there for us to start thinking about how we heal and mend ourselves and get back to our full human capabilities, right?
Yes.
So, Keith, thank you for coming. It's been a lot of fun, and I enjoy it, and great information. You guys out there, go to the website, beingyoungatanyage.com. Again, go to the Inner Circle. You'll find Keith's information there. Whatever you do, go, and maybe I can put your survey on the website as well. But do take the survey. Get the information. Ask why not. Create your own questions. Again, thank you for joining us here today. This is George Bentley, the host of Being Young at Any Age. We're here to help you create your own guide and roadmap to optimal health, happiness, and wellness, no matter what your current circumstances. See you next time. Be happy.
Thanks for listening to Being Young at Any Age with George Bentley. Tune in next weekend to learn how to create a roadmap to achieve happiness, health, and wellness today on EZ 1430.